Dr. Mike Yurkas, New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association. Opposed?
I'm sorry, can you not hear me? Okay, fine. No, that's okay. If you all heard me, I'll continue. But at any rate, it should be considered only when the health of the owner is at risk or an owner has exhausted all alternatives to keep the pet in the household. What we feel is best for our patients should be between the licensed veterinarian and the client, and not regulated by the government. The NJVMA, the New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association, we are not pro-declaw. We are anti-euthanasia. We are anti-surrender. We do not want to see these animals given up because we cannot declaw them. We want to promote keeping cats in loving households and not having them euthanized or relinquished to shelters where they are more likely to be euthanized. Recent studies have shown that about 72% of all cats who are surrendered are going to wind up euthanized. I'm from Middletown, New Jersey. Some of the local shelters cannot take in the cats that our town finds. Middletown is actually making a new shelter for cats simply because the SPCA and the Humane Society doesn't have room for the cats they're finding. And most of these cats, unfortunately, are being euthanized. As was said before, anti-declaw proponents state that declawed cats are given to shelters for behavioral problems, elimination issues. There is nothing that supports this. Most cats who are surrendered for elimination issues or going to the bathroom in inappropriate places, there are a multitude of reasons. Usually, too many cats in the house, poor husbandry, such as dirty litter boxes, the wrong type of litter box, a litter the cat doesn't like, or they have underlying health problems, cystitis, diabetes, renal disease. All of these things contribute to inappropriate elimination much, much more than declaws. But sometimes people see a surrendered cat that was declawed, and they say, oh, this cat was declawed, he was peeing in the box. This is why he was surrendered. We don't know this. Maybe there were 9 cats in that house. My point is, there are no studies that associate declawing with any long-term behavioral problems. There is not one. One of the problems that we have is that the declaw is seen the way it was in the 60s and 70s. It is incorrect that the last bone of the finger is removed. It is the nail bed, the claw bed is removed, and the tendons are detached. Bone is not removed. We do not cut bone. This is the way it used to be done in the 60s, 70s, probably into the 80s. In this day and age, it is either usually a laser or scalpel disarticulation. No muscle, no paw pad, no bone is cut. And the pain medicine availability for cats these days did not exist back in those days. We use nerve blocks, so these animals do not feel this. We use non-steroidal painkillers. We use opiates before, during, and after these procedures. Again, we are trying to help protect these animals. We did not get into this business to hurt animals. We certainly didn't get into it for the money. And so we are doing this the right way, and we are doing this, again, only as a last alternative. Review of declaw studies, and I brought 3 guys. If anyone wants to see them, I can leave them behind. It shows that long-term lameness is observed in less than 1% of declawed cats. Again, we are not pro-declaw. We are anti-euthanasia, and we are seeing more cats than ever before, and the numbers of declaws we're performing is down. We recently conducted a study in New Jersey of our members. Over 100 practices got back to us. The average number of declaws that is done by the average practice in New Jersey is less than 9 a year. That's a small number. My own practice, we're a large practice. We've only done 2 this year. I would love it next year if we could do 0. But again, we are doing this so these animals are not surrendered. So why would these animals be surrendered? Why can't these people trim their cat's nails? Why can't they, put on soft claws or train them into a scratching post? And these are all things that we go over with our clients. That's why we're only doing a few a year, because we are training people not to do them. But there are some people with children who have hemophiliacs or other blood disorders, clients who have had transplants or on immunotherapy, on blood thinners, they have HIV, they have cancer, something where the cat, even playfully scratching them, could lead to a life-threatening infection. These people can't take that risk, and they have to surrender these cats. Also, there are people who may not adopt a cat out of a shelter situation unless it can be declawed because of where they live. Maybe they're in a an older folks home, a facility where the animal has to be declawed to be there. We want these people to be able to rescue these cats, and we want these people to be able to keep their cats and not have to surrender them and have them euthanized. Some of these cats are the only family and company that some people have, and there's nothing sadder than seeing one have to be given up because of his claws. Some groups supporting this bill say that declawing always causes pain or negative consequences. The statement is absolutely false. The vast, vast majority of cats that have been declawed have a high quality of life without pain or side effects. I've seen this with myself, and again, I brought studies to support this. This surgery is not done the way it's depicted in the days of old. I will finish up. A declaw is not the only surgical procedure that is done. This is important to think about. If you have an indoor male cat, you're going to neuter this cat, because otherwise his urine is going to be foul. He's going to probably spray it around your house. But there is no health negative to that cat. Being an intact male cat is not going to make him sick. He doesn't get the health problems that people can, like testicular cancer or prostate problems. And he's not going to get anyone pregnant if he's in the house by himself. Yet we neuter them, because we do not like the smell. It is the same concept. We're certainly not going to outlaw the neutering of cats, but the discomfort level is no more in a neuter than it is in the declaws that are done properly, and we're not going to recommend doing that. A survey of cat owners who declawed their cat reported a perceived increase in the quality of the owner-cat relationship. An increase in the relationship, that's important. These people are keeping their cats. They're happy with the relationship they have. They're not going to surrender these cats. And overall, owners who chose to declaw their cats reported the procedure met or exceeded their expectations. This is important. So in conclusion, the New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association respectfully asks that A3899 not be passed out of committee. If anybody has any questions or would like any clarification, I'd be happy to do my best to answer anything.
Thank you for your testimony today. I'll be voting it out, but have you shared these concerns with the bill sponsor?
I have not had the opportunity to.
Okay, that was just my main question.
I have not answered that question. Thanks. But if anyone in the sponsor wanted to discuss it with, I'm in the book. You can call me anytime.